Good morning, everyone. We are so glad you were able to join us this morning. We had such a great time at our Shipwreck VBS this week. We wanted to share some of the highlights with you. First of all, thank you to all of you who loaned us your children. We loved having them and learned many interesting things. We would also like to thank all of you who supported us prayerfully, financially, and with donations of yummy treats. Each day, we had the pleasure of meeting with an average of just over 80 children and volunteers. We made many new friends, sang amazing songs, made awesome crafts, ate tasty treats, enjoyed some wet and wild game times, and learned many stories and examples of how Jesus rescues us. I would like to give a special thanks to our ship captain, Patty Grainer, and our technical crew chief, who did an amazing job of leading our opening and closing sessions. So, Patty, I'm just going to ask you if you come up and lead us through our week at a glance.
Thank you, Mary. During the week, the boys and girls at Shipwrecked were introduced to a variety of Bible buddies that delivered a specific Bible truth each day. Isabella, on Monday, who introduced the Bible message of the day?
Hope the Jaguar.
And he taught us, when we're lonely,
Jesus rescues.
We're going to watch a 3-minute video of our Monday.
Today, we looked at 3 parables from the Bible. The Bible is God's word for us, you know. All the parables in Luke 15 had to do with things that were lost. The first parable was about a woman who had 10 coins, but she lost one of the coins.
Oh, no.
The woman swept her whole house looking for the coin. When she found it, she called her friends and neighbors to rejoice with her. When we're lost and lonely, Jesus searches and finds us. Jesus rescues. The next parable was about a man who had 100 sheep. But one sheep got lost. The man searched for the lost sheep and joyfully carried it home. Then he rejoiced with his friends and neighbors. That's like Jesus. He searches for us when we're lost and lonely. Jesus rescues. The third parable we looked at was about a man with 2 sons. The younger son demanded an early inheritance from his father. That just wasn't done.
I can't believe it.
What do you think will happen?
But the father gave his son the money, and away the son went. Well, things didn't go so well for the son. He wasted all his money. He had no money for food. He was hungry. He worked for a pig farmer, and even the pig's food started looking good. The son was so lonely that he decided to go home and apologize to his father. The father hugged his son and forgave him. The son wouldn't be lonely anymore. Just like the father rescued his son, Jesus rescues us. When you're lonely, Jesus rescues.
Sing a brand new song. You opened up my eyes to see. You rescued me. Rescued me. You showed the way when there was no way out. Cleared up my mind when you erased all.
who introduced the Bible message on Tuesday?
Beacon the Toucan.
That's right. And his message was, when we worry,
Jesus rescues!
Are you ready to look at today's totally true Bible story? Great! It's from the book of Luke. Two sisters, Mary and Martha, were going to have special company, Jesus and his friends. There was so much to do and so little time. The house needed to be cleaned, and a big dinner needed to be cooked. Bread needed to be baked, and the garden needed to be raked. Even after Jesus and his friends arrived, Martha still had lots of work to do. She had to serve her guests and make sure they had something to drink. Martha was exhausted. Meanwhile, her sister Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to every word. Enough was enough. Martha marched right up to Jesus.
Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me.
Jesus said,
My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her.
Jesus is the one thing. Spending time with Jesus is the most important thing you can ever do. So when you start to worry like Martha, listen to Jesus like Mary did.
When you worry, Jesus rescues.
Okay, crew and crew leaders, up we go. We're just saying, don't worry about a thing.
Free like a bird in the big blue sky, not a cloud or a care for a million miles. I won't worry, worry about a thing. God loves me and he loved me first. He rescued me when I was in a lurch, and I won't worry, worry about a thing. To the left I'll fly, fly, fly. To the right I'll glide, glide, glide. Oh, and I won't worry, worry about a thing. I'm gonna swoop down low, low.
Who introduced our Bible message on Wednesday?
Ray the Manta Ray.
Ray the Manta Ray, exactly. But when you struggle, perfect. Thank you, Jacob. And we're going to see what happened on Wednesday.
Today's Bible story takes place at night. After a special dinner, Jesus and a few of his friends went to a garden. Jesus wanted to pray to God, his Father. Jesus asked his friends to wait while he went a short distance away to pray. Jesus knew he was going to be arrested and killed. He was in anguish as he prayed to God.
My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine.
His friend struggled to stay awake. After Jesus prayed, he returned to his friends and found them asleep. He woke them up and asked them to keep watch and pray. Then Jesus prayed a second time.
My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done.
His friends still struggled to stay awake. After Jesus prayed, he returned to his friends and found them asleep again. This even happened a third time. Then Jesus woke up his friends, saying,
"The time has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners."
A crowd of men armed with swords and clubs came into the garden looking for Jesus. Judas, one of the disciples, pointed Jesus out to the soldiers. The men grabbed Jesus and arrested him.
There he is! Arrest him!
Jesus' friends struggled to defend him. One of Jesus' friends grabbed a sword and slashed off the ear of the high priest's slave. Jesus said,
"Put away your sword. Don't you realize that I could ask my Father for thousands of angels to protect us, and he would send them instantly?"
Then he touched the slave's ear and instantly healed him.
He's healed! Look at his ear!
Jesus fixed his ear!
When the men took Jesus away, all his friends ran away. They were scared. So many people struggled in this story. We'll find out more tomorrow. Meanwhile, we can remember that
when you struggle, Jesus rescues.
Okay, I'll have everybody stand up for singing "Up High in the Storm."
The storm, you remain in control, and in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When my hopes and dreams are far from me, and I'm running out. See the future, I picture, slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are falling down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war,
in the eye of the storm.
Skyla, who introduced the Bible message on Thursday?
Guac the Iguana.
Right. And so he introduces to the message, when you do wrong,
Jesus rescues.
Okay, let's see the video for Thursday.
We've been learning some incredible things about Jesus this week. But today's true Bible story is the most important ever. If you remember, Jesus had just been arrested in the garden.
There he is! Arrest him!
The men led Jesus away and put him on trial before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. Even though Jesus had never done anything wrong, Pilate sentenced Jesus to die, to be crucified like a criminal, even though he'd never sinned. They led Jesus to a place called the Skull, where they nailed him to a wooden cross. The soldiers made fun of Jesus and laughed at him. Two criminals were being crucified with Jesus. One of the criminals mocked Jesus by saying,
"So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it."
But the other criminal said,
"We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong."
Then he said,
"Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Jesus told that criminal,
"I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise."
The criminal believed in Jesus, and his sins were forgiven. We sin just like those criminals. We all do wrong things, every one of us, even grown-ups. God is perfect and holy. The wrong things we do are like filthy rags before him. There's no way we can get rid of those wrong things on our own. Only Jesus can do that. Jesus loves us so much that he was willing to die to take the punishment for the wrong things we do. Later that afternoon, Jesus died. His friends thought that was the end. Jesus was dead. They were so, so sad. After Jesus died, his friends took his body and put it in a dark tomb, kind of like a cave. 3 days later, a few friends went to the tomb and found it open. They went inside and were surprised. Jesus' body was gone. Suddenly, two angels appeared in bright, dazzling robes. They heard the angels say,
"Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead."
When Jesus died on the cross, he defeated sin. When he came back to life, he defeated death. When we believe in Jesus, he'll always be with us here on earth. And someday, we can live with him forever in heaven. Yay! Remember,
when you do wrong, Jesus rescues.
There's no space that his love can't reach. There's no place where we can't find peace. There's no end to amazing grace. Take me in with your arms spread wide. Take me in like an orphan child. Never let go, never leave my side.
There's no space that his love
Who is our Bible buddy for Friday?
Moses Lost.
That's right. And he says, when you're powerless,
Jesus rescues.
Through every storm of life, I know you're by my side, so I am holding on. Saving me.
Thank you, God, for saving me.
Rescue from the middle of the ocean deep.
Rescue from the middle of the ocean deep.
You set my feet on solid ground.
You set my feet on solid ground.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Everything I have, I owe it all to you. For everything you are and all you do, Lord, I could write a book, fill every single page with a million reasons to thank you, Lord. Oh, oh, oh.
You gave your one and only son.
To our VBS presentation, we would like to perform a skit that was presented on Thursday to the crew members in the celebration of Jesus, our Rescuer. The theme of Thursday was, When You Do Wrong, Jesus Rescues. So if a person was really shipwrecked on an island, it wouldn't be fun. We would be separated from the people we love the most. We could die from hunger or thirst, and we wouldn't have medicine if we got sick or got hurt. So being rescued would save our lives. On our island this past week, nothing that our crew or crew leaders found on the island could rescue us. That's a little like the way we can't rescue ourselves from sin. Sin separates us from God, and we can't do anything to rescue ourselves. Those wrong things we do may seem small, but they create an ocean between us and our loving God. When people are stranded, they sometimes use a light called a flare to signal that they need help. And the children or the crew members and crew leaders are going to use these lights to represent a flare. Jesus' body was broken to rescue us from sin. Crew member, crew leaders, break your lights and hold them up high as a signal for help. We need to be rescued. We hurt people. We disobey. We make bad choices. We do wrong. Jesus is our rescue. Jesus is our way back to God. When Jesus died, people thought he had failed. Friends put Jesus' body in a tomb. 3 long days later, Jesus' friends came to the tomb. It was empty. Jesus beat death. Jesus came back to life. Jesus won. Because of Jesus, we can be rescued from our sin. We're no longer separated from God. There is hope. Jesus is our way back to God.
In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
Safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore.
Amen.
Have you had a great time this morning? You should have seen the time these kids had all through this week. It has been an awesome week, and I think you've captured some of that. We owe a real debt of thanks to Earl and Mary, who have really done the bulk of all of this work. Without them, we just wouldn't be able to pull this off. God has brought them to us and gifted them for these vacation Bible schools that they have been leading for us, and we bless you for all of your hard work and for the hard work of all of the leaders. Patty's been extraordinary. All of the leaders have done their part so well. So I'm going to ask you just to extend your gratitude to them for all the time they've had this week. With that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we bow before you, so thankful for your presence here, so thankful for your great love for us that we can never begin to describe. It is just too great. But we know that you look down from heaven with great love in your heart for each and every one of us. We thank you for these boys and girls that have been here this week, and you know them, you love them, you have a plan for them in their lives if they will follow you, and we pray that you would help them to do that. Thank you for the leaders. All that has transpired this week, we ask your added blessing upon them. And now, Father, as we prepare to go to the carnival time together, we ask, first of all, that you would bless the food that we will be eating to the nourishment of our bodies. We pray that you would help it to strengthen us and strengthen our resolve to want to live for you and serve you. And as we go on into our places in this world that you have given to us, may we know your help, may we know your blessing, and may we allow you to be our lighthouse each and every day. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you know what? There's coming a day, and it could be very soon, when we're going to see the King, and that's our closing song. Join with the kids as they sing.